Angel Dad Yet to See Real Justice for Daughter Killed by Illegal Alien. By John Binder on June 16, 2019. Angel Dad Chris O'Dad has yet to see any justice for the death of his daughter, Chrissia, who was killed by an illegal alien in 2014. Days before Father's Day, O'Dad retold the story of Chrissia's death in a podcast with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR. O'Dad says that despite years passing, there has been no charges or conviction of the illegal alien who hit and killed 13-year-old Chrissia in a car crash on September 12, 2014. There has been no real justice for my daughter, O'Dad said. Listen. O'Dad said on the night of his daughter's death, Chrissia asked him to spend the night at a friend's house but that he initially told her no. O'Dad, though, said he eventually agreed to drop Chrissia off at the friend's home to spend the night after recalling that his deceased wife had told him not to be overprotective and to let her live and enjoy life. I gave my daughter a hug goodnight and she ran inside excited to spend the night with friends, O'Dad said. About 30 minutes later, O'Dad received word that Chrissia had been in an accident and rushed to the friend's house only to get into a car accident, himself, on the way. From the accident, police took O'Dad to the hospital to see Chrissia. They took me into the emergency room entrance. And a doctor came to me and asked me what my daughter's name was, O'Dad said. And I told Chrissia and I heard them tell another doctor, that Jane Doe's name was Chrissia. He told me her injuries were pretty severe. At the hospital, Chrissia was declared dead. Days after Chrissia's death, O'Dad said he still was unaware as to what exactly occurred that took his daughter's life at such a young age. When an officer came to speak with him, O'Dad said police told him that Chrissia had crossed an intersection the night of her death and dropped her phone in the street. When she went back to retrieve her phone, a 36-year-old man driving without a license hit and killed her. When he said that he was a 36-year-old male without a license, I immediately stopped him and said, "How could you be a 36-year-old male and not have a license?" And the officer told me, which turned out to be a lie, they told me that they believed he may be in the U.S. illegally, O'Dad said. They already knew it. They'd known it from the moment that they started collecting his information. On his own, O'Dad discovered that the man who hit and killed his daughter had been living in the U.S. as an illegal alien for 15 years and had two warrants out, one for driving without a license and one for speeding. The warrants were 4 years old at the time. To date, the illegal alien has only ever been ticketed for driving without a license and was never charged for Chrissia's death. Even more disturbing, O'Dad explained, was that the day of the accident, the illegal alien was swiftly released from police custody. In the later days I found out that he was released, O'Dad said. I had to look up this information myself because I went a few days later to pick up my daughter's belongings and I was given a copy of the accident report. I looked on the county website and found that he had been released 36 minutes after he was arrested that night. In January 2016, the illegal alien was arrested by ICE. A month later, a judge gave him bail despite the authorities saying that he was a flight risk. Though he was supposed to turn himself into federal immigration officials, the illegal alien fled his home and is now a fugitive in the U.S. This September will be Chrissia's 5-year death anniversary. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.